Shaira Dineen is still struck by a memory from 17 years ago. That's when her first grade teacher told her to mark her race as black on a standardized test.
I told them, but I'm black and I'm white.
The University of Delaware junior laughs when asked if she's ever been tempted to challenge social constructs and identify herself as white instead of black.
I have joked that I would rather say that I'm white and see people's reaction and understand that it's the same exact thing that they did back during slavery. You know, they just automatically made someone a certain race because they had a little bit of black in them. And I have a lot of white in me, so why can't I automatically be white?
In 2017, Democratic Governor John Carney ordered the Delaware Department of Education to develop an anti-discrimination regulation for students, including both gender and race. That's after President Trump's administration withdrew guidance allowing transgender students to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. The Delaware DOE put together a team of parents, community members, and LGBTQ advocates to help write the regulation. They assumed gender would be the sticking point.
And the purpose and the reason why is because every meeting that we had had up until that point had been completely hijacked by this issue of, you know, being able to self-identify the gender.
That's Terry Hodges, a member of the team. She's a parent, active in the Delaware State PTA, and biracial. The Delaware DOE got more than 11,000 comments, and she says the team was surprised by all the attention to the race question. Many parents were outraged. One of them was Lamar Gunn. He's the Central Delaware NAACP president. He says he's raising his son to be proud of his black heritage and culture.
I am raising my kid as a strong, young black male, period. Does my child have the right to say that he's a young white male? Not in my house, no.
Gunn says it should be up to parents to make important decisions around race and gender for their kids, at least until they're adults.
It's a slippery slope when we start thinking about taking rights away from parents. You know, I have the responsibility to make sure that my child goes the right way and is successful in life.
Then this spring, education officials bowed under pressure and revised the rule to require that students get parental approval. But civil rights groups say the revisions may force schools to out transgender students, which could expose them to rejection or abuse. Governor Carney defends the changes. He says he understands the risk to students, but he also has to respect the rights of parents.
I think if we start from the idea that every student ought to be cherished and every student ought to be respected, then we're going to end up with a good result.
Some Delaware high school students are split on their peers choosing their own gender and race. Amaya Williams, a junior at Mount Pleasant High School, says being mixed race is different than someone switching their race to something they're not.
If you're not going through the struggles that a black person faces on a daily basis, there's no way for you to feel black. You can appreciate black culture, you can have black friends, and you can listen to black music or whatever you do, but you're not black. You're white. And it's great that you support black people and appreciate our culture, but you can't do that.
Public comment on the revised language runs through July 6th. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.